So this is the Newbie Bloggers, and we are talking all about blogging today, how to create and monetize your blog. And we start over every 6 months. So we went January through June, and now we're going again July through December. So we talked last month about choosing your blog name and how to come up with that. And for those of us that are on the call today, this is our mastermind call. We already have our name. We already know what we're going to be blogging about. And so we're going to get right into the platform. And so if you go to, and this just shows, this is the home page of the Academy, and right here, authors and writers, if you click on the authors and writers, it takes you right into our mastermind and our courses. So this is the actual course, and it talks about step one here of picking a blog name and 13 ways to find your passion, three questions you have to answer, and the number one tip. So we've already covered these. So this month here, in August, we're talking about getting online. We all kind of know how a blog works. It's just a website. And your blog only needs to be about a three-page website. It just needs to have, if it's standalone, it just needs to have about three pages. Now, if it's not standalone and you want to add it to your website, it only needs to be your blogging page added to your regular website. But if it's a separate standalone site, it only needs three pages. It needs the blogging page, the About Me or Work With Me page, and How to Contact Me page. So that's all you're going to need if it's actually going to be a standalone. Then we talk about the top blogging platforms. And for those of us on this call, we're not going to go through all of those. We've done that in the free call. This one today, the three of us pretty much have chosen HostGator. Ruth's still deciding. And then we talked about how to start guest blogging when you're completely unknown. And I have not guest blogged for someone else's blog, but I have invited other bloggers to blog on my blog as a guest blogger. And it's the same thing we teach in Build a Better Business when we talk about serving is selling. Once you start either offering someone else to blog on your blog, or you offer to submit some blog posts to help somebody else on their blog, you're borrowing their audience. And it's the same thing we talk about in Build a Better Business when we talk about serving some influencers that are also in your lane. You can find some bloggers that blog in your lane, and you can come alongside and serve them, either by saying, "Hey, I could submit some blogs to you, when you're not able maybe to get something posted, to have some in their back pocket." Because I don't know about you, but one of the biggest problems with blogging is you have to be consistent. And what happens is that there are times when life gets in the way. You're thinking, "I should be putting a blog out this week, and I don't have time." Wouldn't it be nice to have some blogs in your back pocket ahead that all you have to do is pop it in there and post, and boom, you're done? And so that's kind of nice. Now, here's what I know about HostGator is that you can put some blogs in there and you don't have to publish them. And so if somebody is a guest blogger for you, and you want to put their blogs kind of in your back pocket, you can actually upload them into your HostGator and just don't publish that particular blog post. And then when you're in a pickle and life gets in the way and you need a blog and you don't have time to do one, you can go to one of those unpublished ones and simply hit the, correct the date to today's date and hit the publish button. And boom, there, you're consistent. So the number one key to blogging is consistency. That's the number one key to building a better business. It's to be consistent. And so you have to put yourself on a calendar on what you're going to do. And then you have to have a plan A. A plan A, of course, is where we all show up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they say, ready to work. But you have to then have a plan B when life gets in the way, when something happens. I know Debbie recently just had a speaker that canceled on her because they were sick. I get it. Everybody gets sick at one time or another. And so I get that. But as the business owner, we have to kind of be prepared. So in blogging, you can do that by having a guest blogger and just saving those up. You can either save them in a Word document or, like I said, upload them right into your HostGator and just not publish them until you need them. So you can do it either way. And so there is a 10-point guide for a blogger collaboration. And that's what I want to go through today, getting online. And then we're going to actually go to HostGator. So this is all about the 10-point guide for blogger collaboration. Number one is guest blog for each other. We can do that actually right here on this call with us. We can actually guest blog for each other. I can send a few blogs over to Debbie and to Ruth. And then when you guys, have to travel or are gone, you can post one of my blogs and vice versa. You can send some blogs over to me. And the key there is whenever you are guest blogging for someone else is you have to be pertinent to their material. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. I write some magazine articles, which is kind of like a blog post. A magazine article is about the same amount of words. And I always make sure with the magazines, because I write ahead, and that way they have some in their back pocket in case they need some articles. I always ask ahead, what is the theme for that particular month's magazine? And maybe it's springtime. So I'm going to write about what I do, but I'm going to put a springtime flair onto the writing. Or maybe it's Christmas time, or maybe it's entrepreneurial. Whatever the topic is what I want to write to. Okay. Because you want to be relevant to whatever the magazine or blog post that you're submitting your articles to, your blog post to, you want to be relevant. Now, you can interview each other. That is a great way to get a blog post. You can take an actual interview and you can just transcribe it into to writing. How many times have we looked in a magazine? And this is very popular in the magazines that do, I don't know, like bands or somebody famous. And it'll just be an interview. It'll say, we ask, what was your hardest project that you did? And then they even have, the interviewer and then the famous person will say, oh, the hardest project I did was blah, blah, blah. And all they're doing is they're transcribing an interview right into the magazine article, which again has the same number of words as a blog post. So you could actually put an actual interview right into your blog. So you can coordinate that with some of the folks that you interview. You can select complementary topics. So you can find a collaborator in a related industry, but is not a competitor. And I'll give you a perfect example. I hold hands, I say that loosely. I hold hands with Wendy often because I'm all about building a better business and passive income, and she's all about creating speakers. So again, we're not in competition with each other. I'm not teaching folks how to be speaker, and she has this whole speakers academy where she's teaching folks how to be public speakers. But we can complement each other. And so, because a lot of her speakers are like, well, how do I make money in the meantime while I'm waiting to be discovered as this amazing speaker? And I can say, well, have you thought about blogging? Have you thought about, and these are things that she doesn't teach, but I do. So we can hold hands on a lot of those. You can also plan the timing of your post. So once you have your topic, see, now you can line up your calendar. And this is what I do with magazines. I actually write blog posts for magazines as a magazine article. And what I do is I work ahead and find out what their topics are for their different months. And then I can start creating some of those. Now, here's where you have to be careful because a lot of times on a magazine, they want to be the only one to publish it. So you don't necessarily want to take a magazine article and duplicate it across. Because we always say, repurpose your content. This is the one time when you're publishing that you don't necessarily want to repurpose that content because they want to be the only one to have it. But if somebody wants to read that article, they want to be known for that article. They don't want you to also have published it on your website and also put it in your blog post and also do it as a guest blog on somebody else's blog post and do it as their magazine article. They want to be the only one publishing it. So you do have to be careful with that. So you have to change it up if you're going to use the same topic. Now you can link between your articles. So when you link between your post, you share referral traffic. And I do that all the time. Every time I post something, I always link it back to my website. And my website, then once you get into my website, links you back out to my podcast, to my other blog posts, to the magazines, to the books that I write, to my ebooks. It links all of it together. And so what happens, you're sharing that referral traffic that way. Okay. And connect, make introductions, be a connector. So if you have a connection that could be useful to your collaborator, make the introduction. I have a gal, and I put her in as my co-host, co-mod with my landlord ladies as soon as I met her, because she is a connector. If I even just mention, hey, I'm kind of thinking about such and such, she's like, oh, I got four people that I know that does that. Here, let me give you their name and phone number. And she's constantly sending me a text message in a group text, and she'll even put right in the text or in an email, and she'll put it to all of us, and then she'll say, Kathy, meet Joe, and Joe, meet Kathy. Kathy does blah 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 blah, and Joe does blah 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 blah. I thought you guys would make great collaborators. And she's doing that all the time. And so I include her in almost everything that I do because she is such a great connector. So you can be that connector. Now, you can attend or host events together. And again, this is where we talk all the time about serving is selling. And so once you have a good solid idea of what you're bringing to the table, you can then find those collaborators that like Wendy, like I come along with, and I'm not in South Florida all the time, but every time I can be at one of her events live, I make it a point to try to be there. Because once I get there, the first thing I do when I show up is I say, how can I help? What can I do to make this event go smoother for you? And then I be sure and tell her once a day, maybe, that her hard work does not go unnoticed. I let her know that I recognize what effort she put into that event. And then I ask, basically, what I'm saying to her is, how can I serve you? What can I do to serve you? Well, she gets not only what I'm doing, but she also understands the feeling behind that when I say, how can I serve you? And so it makes her, we all like to be liked. It makes her know that I like her. I want to be around her. I want to help serve her. I even told her one time she was one of the purest hearts I know. And that, that made her go, oh, because she knows that's how I feel about her. So whenever I'm there, guess what? She pulls me up on stage. I want you to meet my good friend Kathy Ambler. So all of a sudden, I'm getting all of these free kudos, and all I did was serve her. Okay. You can do the same thing. You can come alongside anyone and just serve and just serve. Okay. And so when you do that, you'll find yourself speaking to a room full of people, half of whom you've never met. But they know who you are. Promote. You can comment on each other's content. Whenever I see that Ruth posts anything on social media, I try to always like it. If I have time to comment, I do, but I always try to take the time to at least hit the like button. And oftentimes I'll hold on to the button for a minute and give her a heart and give her a love button on that. Because it does take work to put together your content. So I try to always be there no matter who does content. I try to make, and sometimes you don't have to make a big comment. And sometimes when I see content out there, I'll just put, oh, my favorite people in the same post, or oh, my favorite people in the same blog, or my favorite people in the same story. And again, it just lets them know how I feel about them, which makes them want to help me. Okay. It's a two-way street. So push each other's content through the social networks. An easy way to do that is to just share. And oftentimes I discover when folks post on social media, and here's the fine line, we've become so ingrained that we don't want to be salesy on social media in some of these groups, that when we post something, we post it where you can't share it. We post it privately just to that group or just in our own Facebook page, and it's done privately. And so what really sends something out more is when it's shared. So make sure when you do post something or kudos for someone that you make that post public. And if you make it public, the share button will pop up. And if I see the share button, I try to always share it back to one of my groups that it's relative to. And that's what helps promote it even more, is by sharing. Now you can also help motivate each other by finding an accountability buddy. I love that word, accountability buddy. And so, Debbie and I are kind of on the same track for writing. And so we're saying, okay, what chapter are you on? Because we're supposed to be writing a chapter a month. I'm a little behind, Debbie. And so we're writing a chapter a month for our books. And so that way we would know by the end of 2023, we would at least have 12 chapters written. And I'm like on chapter, I think, seven. So yeah. So I'm getting there. So anyway, so I'm behind. But find an accountability buddy, and you can meet up weekly or chat. There's so many ways that you can connect with each other these days. And so anyway, you are not alone. You should get more out there. You are connected, but not actively conspiring. You should reach out to like-minded bloggers. You are good at bringing people together. You should meet for coffee and brainstorm. You are a pro networker and good at teamwork, and you should try bigger projects. Or number 10, you are a champion collaborator and you should pass your skills to others. So where are you on this scoring? So are you alone in the woods and you should get more out there? How many are in that category? Or you are connected, but not actively conspiring. You should reach out. Or you are good at bringing people together, you should meet for coffee more. I'm kind of here. I'm good at bringing people together and I should meet and brainstorm more. So I'm probably in the 5 to 7. And then at number, if you're an 8 to 9, you're a pro networker, you're good at teamwork, you should try bigger projects or larger groups. And of course, 10, you're a champion collaborator, you should pass your skills along. So I'm probably in this 5 to 7. Debbie, where do you see you are in this categories?
I would, I know this is awkward, but I'm like a 4 to 5.
Okay.
4 to 5.
You're in here. Okay.
Yes.
So you're connected, but you're not actively conspiring, and you should reach out to some like-minded bloggers, and you're good at bringing people together, so you should add more meetups or coffee or brainstorming onto your schedule.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
And then sometimes I would be a 7. You know, it just sometimes it would depend.
Yeah, there are some weeks that I'm alone in the woods up here. I get it. I get
I
it.
think we're all like that.
Yeah. Ruth, how about you? Where do you fall on the scoring?
Probably very similar. I mean, I am trying to do social media once a day.
I
And
see you on social media a lot. You're doing really well with that, Ruth.
well, I've added in, I actually do a Facebook Live, and don't worry about it really being that big a deal. It's back to, I don't know, Kathy, if you remember when we talked about me doing a little saying type thing once a month, once a day.
Yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think it's going to lead into that. But I try to do that, and then I do a little reel on Instagram. And that's Monday through Friday, and then post something. I'm playing with what social media looks like and getting ready to really do the active blog at some point. I'm not, this is, and you may have talked about this earlier in the session. I stepped away for a few minutes, but I'm not comfortable tagging a lot of people. You know, and they always say tag people, but I don't want to tag people that don't. Aren't comfortable being tagged. You know, so to me, there's a thin line there, and I don't even know how that fits in the scoring. If
Well, I
it's.
get that. Number one thing to remember, though, is if you tag someone, they can remove their tag.
Okay.
And number two, if you make sure that your post is public where at least the share button shows up, then folks have the option to share or not. And that way you're not, it's not something they have to take their name off of. They have to be proactive and actually share your post.
Right, which most people won't do that. You know, we're too busy
Yeah,
to
it, yeah.
actively share
Yeah.
somebody else's posts unless it's somebody that's real important to us, or like you say, that we're geared to serving them, and you know, that type of stuff.
Right.
So I would put myself probably at a 4 to 5.
Okay.
You know, it depends. Like I said, I need to get out more. You know, and meet people for coffee and do that type of stuff. I'm very
Yeah.
comfortable at my own little house.
I know. Now, I do probably three networking events a week. on average. Some
Okay.
weeks there's only two, some weeks there might be four or five. But I, and then when we come down here, I always try to come down here the second and third week of the month, because that's when I have the least amount of networking that I'm in charge of running. So I can sneak away. But that's where some of my best networking events happen during that time, because I don't have to run them and I can focus on just networking with other folks in the audience. So I really miss those big networking events every other month, because we're down here every other month. So I've been trying to build up some networking events down here so that I can just alternate between Ohio and Florida. And so I've got a couple down here that I've gotten connected to. But again, there's more seniors down here, and they're like, no, we're not blogging, and we're not building a better business. We're on the beach. We don't want to talk to you about that other stuff.
Yeah. We
So
have
it's
the
not
money
quite
we
the
need.
same.
We don't want any more, that type thing. So,
Yeah, it's a whole different audience down here. So I'm having to adjust. So I get it. I get it. So anyway, then this over here is our actual, and I'll scroll to the top so you can see it. This is our actual mastermind area for the blogging. And so when you scroll down, here's our 6 steps: pick a blog name, get online. We're here in the second month of getting online. And so then when you scroll down, you can actually see all of the replays here. And here's all of our replays. And so here in July, we talked about picking a blog name. So now we just want to get online. And I did not pull up these pages ahead of time, so bear with me. I am going to pull up HostGator. And see if it'll let me pull mine up here without a big hassle. Since I go from one sign in to another, sometimes it makes me go back through and get out all my passwords again and see if it's gonna let me, because I'm on a different Wi-Fi service. Yeah, it's gonna let me, I think. So this is mine. I'm gonna edit my site. So once I go to the HostGator, I go right into the website editor, and it seems like, Debbie, you had to get into yours a different way, but I think we wrote yours down last time so that you could get into it. So anyway, once you get to your HostGator site, then all you're going to do, this is what it's going to look like. And here's the top part above this line. You can see this little line right here. The top part is where you change the entire site: the elements, the pages, the sections, the design of the entire site. The bottom part down here, this is where you're going to do an actual blog. So if I click on the blog, then what happens is it allows me to add a new post right here. Okay. And so once I click on add a new post, this is what it looks like. So Ruth, this might be helpful for you when you're thinking about using HostGator. You can see here's the HostGator site that I'm on. And then here's where you put your blog post. So now, if I go, there's two ways that I start a blog post. Number one is I might go to PLR, because PLR is a public licensed material, already licensed, that you can use. And I use that as a template. And when you go to PLR, it gives you the tags, which I like. And so let's see. I'm going to pull up PLR. Yeah, and it's going to make me log in. And again, I don't know if it'll remember all my passwords or not here. Yeah, this is my PLR. So I have 104 credits still in PLR. And you can see this is my account here. And so I can choose, whatever topic I want. So I can browse the content library, or I can actually go up here to this screen, and I have to move my little toolbar here for my Teachable. I can go right here and search for products. So one of the questions today, and let me think, what I'm trying to think, what would be, I've been doing quite a bit on health, and maybe since this is a blogging class, maybe we'll do something on blogging. So let me just type in the word blogging. And NPLR, it's loading here. The first thing that comes up are bundles. Now, for those of you that are putting together a business, bundles are beautiful. And here's why. Supercharge your blogging, 17 blog post formulas bundle. Look at it, it's 28 credits, but you get three products for 28 credits. Then you've got blogging for business bundle. It's 26 credits, but you get four products. Look at this, confidence, self-esteem, and self-care bundle. You get 54 products, but it's 46 credits. So when you scroll to the top, see, I only have 104 credits. So I have to be careful how many credits I spend. But these are bundles that can help you put together, and you can view all the bundles. And so that'll actually help you put together a business. So for example, let's look at this one, the one that's got 54. What does it give you? See, here's where you can download the whole bundle. Regularly, it was 65 credits. They're doing a 29% off, so it's only 46 credits. And you get affirmation reflections. So you get posts that you can use across social media. You get worksheets that you can download and use if you're doing some sort of a class or a seminar or a summit. You get wallpapers that you can use out there to put behind your post to kind of show your branding, if you will. You get articles, you get three articles and blog posts. You get eight reports and ebooks. This
Now,
is what comes
wait a
with
minute.
this. So you get it's like business in a box. And it's
Do you
all
get,
about self-esteem and self-care bundle. Go ahead, Debbie.
and once you do this, there's a place in there where it's saved and it's yours and you can use it over and over and over again.
Yes. What's going to happen? It's going to download right into your hard drive in your download folder. Then you're going to go over there and you're going to open it up and you can then scoot it over to a Word document or over to a Google Doc or whatever. And then you can actually customize the piece, the blog, the ebook, whatever, and weave your story and weave your facts and figures. But it gives you that template.
Nice.
So you
Okay.
don't have to look at a blank page and say, I want to create this whole. And again, all of this goes together. So we're talking about blogging today, but let's say that you want these articles and blogs, but let's say that you would love to have an article that you could put in a magazine. You want some blog posts that you can use. You'd like to have an ebook on the subject. You want some worksheets. You want to put together a whole, maybe a 5-day summit or a 5-day challenge or a 5-day mastermind. This is all your content kind of ready made for you. Is that helpful?
Yes, because looking at the affirmations, you got 32 of them, and you literally have one for every day of the month,
Right.
and then you can turn around and use it the next month.
Well, and let's say that you're putting together a business and you want to do a confidence, self-esteem, and self-care summit once a year. You could use the same material every year because you're going to have a different audience. You can say, hey, it's time for the self-care summit. Sign on. My point
That's pretty
is
cool.
this is ready-made content for you. Okay. So
Yes.
that's the point I want to drive home. Now you could come right down here and here is there's 16 PLR products just for blogging. And look at this. One credit. And here's the article. It's seven ways that blogging can heal. That's the article. And it's a confidence self-esteem article. It's an actual article blog post. It's one credit. You can download that and there's your blog post. Now, again, once you download it into your download folder in your hard drive, you would need to open that up. And then you can either use it just the way it is and copy and paste it right into your HostGator, or you can copy and paste it over into a Google Doc or a Word doc and then make it your own. And then move that one into HostGator. So it is an extra step. because
Yeah.
you want to save it to a just you want to save it to a basically I'll call it a Word doc, whether you use Google or Word, but you want to save it to a Word doc so that you can make it yours. Now here's one, supercharge your blogging, okay? But it's for a coaching workshop and it's 15 credits. And it's a slide deck. So you know what that means? It's a PowerPoint. Already done for you. Is that not like a beautiful thing? And here is an ebook. And it's called Supercharge Your Blogging. So what I did, and again, I don't want to muddy the waters, but we talked about the Trello boards. So what
Yeah.
I did is that for each one of my lanes, now you got to follow me because you guys have been following me for some time, so you'll get this. Each one of my lanes, I want to have a free meetup. I want to have the mastermind. I want to have, well, I'll put it in order. I want to have the free meetup, then I want to have a course, then I want to have a mastermind, and then I want to have a free ebook that goes with each lane. Right here's an ebook for blogging, how to supercharge your blogging. Wouldn't that be a great ebook to put in my blogging lane?
Yeah.
15 credits.
And totally worth it.
Yes. And here, supercharge your blogging. Here are checklists, only 2 credits. How to start a blogging business, 15 credits. And it's an ebook. Now, this would be a great ebook for my lane because I'm talking about how to create and monetize your blog. So, how to start a blogging business. Okay, are you with me? So all of this is in PLR. And what it does is it just, and they're all different credits. There's 10 credits, here's 6 credits. There's only 2 credits for an article, the top 10 productivity tips. It's only 2 credits. So you can come here and get any one of these articles, ebooks. It's but read the bottom. See, like this is an action guide. This is an article or blog post. This is an action guide. Make sure that before you download it, that it's what you want. Make sure if you're writing an ebook, make sure it says that it's an ebook. If you're writing an article, make sure it says articles and blog post right here
What
before
does
you
the
download.
green check mark mean?
The green check mark means I've already done that one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So that I don't accidentally duplicate it. Now I can download it again if I want and pay for it again, but I've already downloaded that one. So that one, if I didn't erase it out of my hard drive, that one as PLR has it should still be in my hard drive in my download folder.
Yeah,
Okay.
but you don't have to leave it in your download. You can put it over into a folder all its own.
Yeah, I could move it into a folder all its own. I could copy and paste it over into a Word document, save it in a Word document, and then delete it out of the download. So, which is probably what I did because I don't want to fill up my hard drive. So once I make it, see, in this one I've already done. So once I make it mine, I usually move it over into a Word doc and then delete it. See, and I've already done this. So you see how easy it is to use PLR. Okay, is that helpful?
Very.
Okay, so that's one way to get started, to get your blog post ready to go. There is another way over here, which is the chat, and we talked about that last time. Have either of you tried the chat GPT yet? Debbie, have you tried it yet?
No.
Ruth, have you?
No.
Okay, so I signed up for the free one, and I'm using, you can open up a whole new chat. And here's why. Over here to the left is all of the chats that I've been working on. If you click on any of these, the software remembers what it already wrote. So you can say, expand on that. Tell me more. And it'll just keep writing in the same voice and with the same topic. So I have this miscellaneous one that I created. And the reason that I did the miscellaneous one is because sometimes I just want one paragraph for something and I'm not going to come back to it. And so at that point, it's all new. I just say start new here's what I want you to write. And it doesn't continue in the same voice. Am I explaining that okay? Do you guys get what I'm saying?
Is this the
So,
same as AI?
yes.
It's a,
Absolutely.
it
Right here
is
it is.
AI or?
OpenAI.com. See my URL up here at the
Oh,
top?
yes, I see that.
So if I create a new chat, a brand new chat, see, then this brand new chat, I can make this my blogging one if I want. So this is a brand new chat. Okay. And here's where I can upgrade to plus, but I'm not going to do that because I'm just doing paragraph. I'm not writing a book out of AI. I'm just doing a paragraph. So this is brand new. So I can say, can you, and you have to ask it a question. Can you write a blog post explaining to the readers? And I'm going to show you how sweet this is. Can you write a blog post explaining to the readers how to, let me see, what do I want to write about today? How to, or how important consistency. Oops, I misspelled consistency. There's an E. How important consistency is to publishing and monetizing a blog, a blogging business. Okay, so that's my question. Can you write a blog post explaining to readers how important consistency is to publishing and monetizing a blog business? Are you ready? Hit go. Look how fast. Voila, there's your blog. Now, it may not be in my voice. So, introduction. In the ever-evolving landscape of online content where attention spans are shorter than ever, one crucial factor stands out as the bedrock of success for any blogging business: consistency. Consistency isn't just a buzzword, it's a cornerstone that can significantly impact your blog's growth, reputation, and monetization potential. In this article, we'll delve into why consistency matters and how it can propel your blogging venture to new heights. The power of consistency. Then it goes on in to say, talk about it builds trust, audience engagement, search engine optimization, branding and recognition, monetization opportunities. Then strategies for maintaining. You can stay on track. You can have an editorial calendar. You can batch content creation. You can have quality over quantity. You can repurpose and update. You can engage with your audience. So, in conclusion, in the bustling world of blogging, consistency is the beacon that guides your journey from a novice blogger to a seasoned professional with a thriving business. So, now, are you ready? Can you please rewrite this and tone it down a bit and include the course Newbie Bloggers How to create and monetize your blog and invite readers to join our mastermind of the same name. Are you girls ready? Question mark. and it's writing. Now, in the dynamic realm of online content, there's a golden rule that often makes the difference between a flourishing blogging business and one that struggles to take off: consistency. It's not just a fancy term, it's a fundamental principle that can significantly impact your blog's growth, reputation, and ability to generate income. This article will shed light on why consistency holds the key and how it paves the way for success in your blogging journey. So, understanding the essence of consistency. So, blah, 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 fostering reliability, keeping the spark alive. Friend of search engines, that's the SEO, carving your niche, unfolding monetization avenues, navigating the path. Now that we've comprehend, what are some practical ways to maintain your consistency? Plotting with an editorial calendar, batching content, quality trumps quantity, refreshing and repurposing. See, it's a lot of the same things. Join Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize Your Blog course and mastermind. Are you ready to embark on your blogging journey with the right guidance? If you're a new blogger looking to create and monetize your blog effectively, we invite you to join our Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize Your Blog course and mastermind. This immersive program will equip you with tools, strategies, and commonly supported needed to build a successful blogging business from the ground up, gain insights from experienced bloggers, share your challenges, and celebrate your milestones together. Conclusion. In a bustling world, blah, 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 ever involving digital landscape. So you see where it did what I said. It toned down. It didn't make all of this up here sound quite as technical like a college course. It made this more conversational. So now I can do this again. Can you make this even more conversational? See, now here's what I did. I started a new chat because it remembers what it already typed. See, I don't have to put all of it in again. I'm just saying, can you make this even more conversational? Let's go down to where it's generating. Here it is. Hey there, fellow content creators. Look what it did. In the wild world of online content, there's this unspoken rule that you can either make or break your blogging business, and that's consistency. It's not just a fancy term. It's like the magical ingredient that can spice up your blog's growth, reputation, and ability to earn you some bucks. You see, I like this one. But you see what I did? It started off sounding like a college course. Now it's more conversational. So let's dive into why being consistent is the name of the game and how it can make your blogging journey a whole lot smoother. Crack the consistency code, okay? Trust building, keeping the buzz alive, search engines high five, branding brilliance, cash flow catalyst, make consistency your BFF. Okay, so we've established that consistency is the bee's knees. Now, how do you actually make it happen? Here are some real world tips. Calendar charm, get cozy with that editorial calendar. Content batch party, quality wins, oldies but goodies, talk the talk. Join the newbie blog. See, it left it in there if you're a newbie blogger. And take your blogging game to the next level. I mean, on the wrap up, so there you have it, a peek into why consistency isn't just a fancy word, but a game changer in the world of blogging. So you see where that one is more what I'm looking for. But did you see how we got there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you go back to your original question?
Yeah. My original question, bear with me here. I'm on a very small desktop. So let me, I don't have room for my mouse. So this is my very first one up here. Can you write a blog post explaining to the readers how important consistency is to publishing and monetizing a blogging business? The keystone of success, the ever-evolving landscape, the power, you know, so it's, you know, you have to build trust, you have to have audience engagement. So it has all the right answers, but it sounds more like a college course. And somebody reading a blog on a Facebook page probably would get through about the first paragraph of this and feel it was kind of dry. So then I said, can you please rewrite this and tone it down a bit? But then include my newbie bloggers in there, because then when I post it over into my HostGator, I can actually highlight this and put the link back to my actual course. Are you with me? I can actually monetize the blog by highlighting this sentence and linking it back. So then it did that. It toned it down a bit, which was fine. And then the last thing that I said was, can you make this even more conversational? And so it put some slang words in there, like crack the consistency code, and what are some other things? The bee's knees, I think I remembered seeing in there, and giving search engines the high five. So you see where it made it more conversational. Yes, Ruth.
Just a couple questions, a couple comments, basically.
Okay.
So, like you're using the word, it's not as technical, it's conversational, and I agree with that. But my first thought when we started doing this process was, I wonder what the reading level, how it changed.
Well, my guess is, and I could even do one more. I could even say, can you make this, what did they say is the common? Is it eighth grade?
I was thinking seven, but somewhere in there.
Okay, so can you make this same article at an eighth grade level?
Or maybe, I don't know if you would need to say reading level or what, but level probably would do it. And then my other question was, would it be possible at the very first question to say at a certain reading level
Yeah,
or at a
it's.
more at a conversational level?
Oh yes, you could put that right in the very beginning if that's what you wanted. Now, it's doing it one more time. Hey there, fellow bloggers. Ever wonder what makes some blogs super successful? Where there's a secret ingredient called consistency. That might sound fancy, but it's like a special sauce. Oops. It says there was an error. A network error. Yeah, that's my computer. Anyhow, it says a special sauce that can make your blog grow, get noticed, and even earn some cash. Let's dive into why being consistent, building trust, keeping the buzz. He's got the same topics and tips for staying consistent. See, it took out all the fancy stuff. Use a calendar. And again, this might be the one. See if it'll do it again or if it errors out. It could be that I've asked it because I'm on the free one. It could be that I've asked it to rewrite the same article too many times. I normally
It
don't
could
ask it
be.
to do this many times. I was just trying to show you guys how you can create your article.
Now, I hadn't played with that chat. I'd seen it, but I hadn't never played with it enough. So this is good.
Yeah, so now it really has brought it down. So, hey there, all you bloggers out there. If you're into writing stuff online, there's this important thing you should know about. It's called consistency. Why is consistency a big deal? It builds trust, keeps the excitement alive. Search engines like it. Make your blog special, earn money. Tips for being consistent: use a calendar, make a bunch at once. Quality is key. Give old stuff a makeover. Talk to your readers. Join the newbie group. Conclusion: being consistent isn't just a fancy idea. It's like the
You know what
secret
I think
ingredient that makes your
about?
blog really awesome.
Yeah. What I think
What?
about when we where you work through this, how important it is to know both your voice and your audience.
Yes. Yes. And so here's what I want to tell you. If you stay in the same chat like this, I created a new chat because I wanted this to not pick up my voice. So that's why I started a whole new chat. I wanted it to be fresh from AI. And I wanted to show you how you could change the voice as you rewrite the article. Now that if I pick this one, because it says, was this response better or worse? And I say better right there. Now, if I stay in the same chat and I come back in and say, can you now write an article on how to be healthy? It's going to write it in this voice at this level. If I stay in the same chat, because it's already identified that that's what I wanted. Does that help? All right. Questions, comments. Now, let's say if I wanted to do this and I said, you know what, this is pretty close to my voice, and I'm picking one here. And then I come over, see if I'm at the right place. Move our faces out of the way here. It doesn't keep the style. It copies and pastes. It doesn't keep any of the styling. I have to now do that myself. Okay. So if I take this one and put there, make this my title. So now, if somebody sees this, if they're a blogger at all, or they even think about blogging, yeah, my grammar says that that should be a small t, but again, I want to make that my title. Now, what the chat does not give you is it does not give you the tags like PLR does. See, PLR, if you pick one of these, it would give you the tags. And I don't know if it'll, that's 7 ways blogging can heal. See, that's more details. Let's see if this tells me. Nope, I have to download first. I thought it might give me the tags, but it doesn't. I'd have to download it to get the tags. Anyway, if you download from PLR, it gives you the tags. But if you're working with chat, it does not give you the tags. So now you have to come up with your tags. So the first tag, of course, is blog or blogging. So anybody that has a blog or is blogging, but maybe maybe a writer would click into something like this. Consistency. How might you search for this article? What might you be asking that this article would be the answer?
Another word for writer would be author. And then also, I think we need to get monetize or money in there.
Anyway, you can always come back and add more, but you see where I'm going with that. Whenever you tag your blog, the question you're asking is, what might somebody ask for that my post is the answer? So somebody might say, how do I blog? How do I start blogging? I want to be a writer. How can I be consistent? How do I become an author? How can I monetize? How can I make money? And so anytime they click on any of these words, this article is going to come up. You see how that works? And then this was the article. And so I've decided I wanted this to be my main title. And so I can make that my heading. And I don't want all of this to be that heading size. So make it back to normal. And so, hey there, all you bloggers out there. Now, I like to take the first half or up to the first break in the sentence and bold that. And then, why consistency is a big deal is kind of like a subheading. And then I like again to come in and just bold and change some of my paragraphs. So now we're going to build trust. And search engines like it. So you see what I'm doing is I'm just kind of cleaning this up right from And again, I'm showing you this because I want you to see how you work in HostGator. And this, get that out of the way. So far over here, why is consistency a big deal? So what's the big deal about being consistent? And it builds trust, search engines like it, make your blog special, and earning money. So those are the things, because now there were tips for being consistent. And so that's going to be another subheading, tips for being consistent, that I didn't make that bold. So you see what I'm doing is I'm just kind of cleaning that up a little bit. So, all right, we've talked about consistency being a big deal. So now it gives us the list here. Quality is key. Give old stuff a makeover. Talk to your readers. And I think so, there were three things there. So there's four things here. So now if I take all four of these and make those a bullet point, and then take these three, are you following what I'm doing? And make them a bullet point. You see how it makes it look more like a blogging article. So this was my title, Hey There, All You Bloggers Out There. So, Hey There, All You Bloggers, and I could capitalize this as well to match the title. Then your basic, if you're into writing stuff online, blah, 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 why consistency is a big deal, building trust, search engines like it, make your blog special, earn money, tips for being consistent, the lead paragraph, and then quality is key, give old stuff a makeover, talk to your readers. Now join the bloggers. So I want to make this another subheading. And then if you're new to blogging and want to learn how, and then my conclusion. And I'm going to make that another subheading. And bold that. So you see how it turned into a nice looking article. So, thoughts? Talk to me.
I enjoyed seeing the process.
So the only thing we're missing is the picture. Okay? We've got the title, we've got the tags, we've got the article, we've cleaned it up just the way AI wrote it. Oop, my conclusion here, make that bold. Okay. Now, here's where it says join the newbie bloggers, and it says blah, 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 blah. And if I don't do it, try to get our faces out of the way here. If I don't do it actually in the title, here it says newbie bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog course and group. So if I do this, oh, let's come back because I want to catch. Oh, I know. I can do course. Go to link. Go to URL. Come back over to my home page. This is view as a public. Here is the authors and writers. Here is the newbie bloggers course. Click on that. Here is the URL. And we're going to copy that. And we're going to this URL. And we're going to paste that and OK. And then, and I'm going to make this mastermind group. Blog, how to create monetize your blog group. If your blogger wants to learn, I'm looking to see if it was anywhere else in there. Your blog course and mastermind group. Okay, so now I'm going to highlight mastermind group and go to link and make the URL. And then I'm going to come back to my home page again. And I'm going to go here now to the mastermind and open that. Pick up the URL, copy that, and put drop that there. Now, when anybody is reading my blog post, when they get here, if they click on this or this, if they click on course, it'll take them right to the blogger's course. If they click on this, it'll take them right to the blogger's mastermind. That's how I can monetize this blog post. Does that make sense? Now, here's what is not included, and I didn't have them included. So here's where I can tailor make it. So if you're new to blogging and want to learn how to make a blog more money, blah, 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 the newbie bloggers course and mastermind group, ready to learn, just get started. This is your chance. It's and watch this. You might just want to join our free meetup for now. You ready? Take that link, URL, and this is going to be even better. And again, I'm just showing you how you can just tie it all together. So now here are all my groups. And Debbie, you can blog about your group too. And here's my newbie bloggers. And that is the free one. And let's see if it gives me a better link for sharing. So I'm going to look here for just a minute. Because I can copy the URL. That's in an email, LinkedIn, that's to share there. I just want a link. I could use the URL up here, but I don't want them to come into my meetup back of the house, if you will. So I was looking for one to share. Message boards, nope. I don't think it's going to give me one. So we're going to go here, just like I did. Copy that. Now, where's my HostGator? And put that in here. And now, says newbie bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog course and mastermind, and then, or you might just want to join our free meetup. And so now it would take them right out to the meetup.com instead of taking them back to, which is not as intimidating. If I take them back, because over here in my academy, see, under my authors and writers, and I come down, I have the free, all the replays right here. But when I take them to Teachable, it makes them register for Teachable, which makes them feel like, oh, she's going to make me pay for something. You see, and they might go, okay, I'm not going any further because the next screen's going to have me put in my credit card number. So what I did is in my blog article, if they clicked on the course, they're expecting to maybe pay for a course or expecting to maybe pay for a mastermind. But if I said you might want to just join the free stuff, I took them over to Meetup. Because Meetup is just a landing page, and it's very not intimidating, and it shows we've got 451 members. It's a public group, and they can scroll around in Meetup, and I think it feels less salesy. It's more of an event, like, hey, come to a free thing, you know? And so that's why I chose to go to Meetup when I put this sentence. You might want to just join our free meetup. Does that make sense? Yes, Ruth.
I'm off mute. So Did you get it where it wouldn't show up on your meetup though? Because I was running into that on something I was doing.
Yeah,
And
I'll have
trying.
to. Yeah, let me look if I save the post. Oh, you know what? Before I go and look at the saving, I need to do a picture, and then we can go look at it. You girls have time? It's a little bit after one.
I'm going to have to go off pretty quick, but.
I bet I have a blog pick I can use. Let me go back to here and let's see if I have one.
Like I have a, a meetup that I'm going to be doing the end of August, and I was claimed, and I have it set up on Meetup, but it was always just kicking back to my organizer page and, or my page, and I didn't want that. So
No, I get that.
I was thinking I probably it was time to go ahead and set up like a web thing in Zoom and put that in there instead.
I'm just going to pick this so we can.
Well, I don't know if that's the answer though, but I don't know. I'm that I in fact I was gonna try to talk to you about that.
All right. So this is what it looks like. I'm going to save this post. It says published. So now let's just take a look. And let's click on this. Hey there, all you bloggers out there. Now my tags already went over here into this. So here's how the blog would look to the public. And this is how it turned out. So what do you think? And let's scroll down and see what it did. Is it highlighted the course? So if I click on the course, there it is. So that one went exactly where I wanted it to go. Whoops. Where is it? Where did you go? I lost my, it took me to the back of the house again. Oh, I bet it opened in the same window. And when I clicked the X, it closed it down. I bet it opened in the same window. So it took the course to the right place. So now let's go straight to the meetup and see if it did. So I'm going to click on the actual article. And there is the meetup link. Now, I think one of you girls are going to have to maybe pull it up and look because it took me to the back of the house. See, it took me back to my account. It may do that because it's my account. I might have to open it on a different device to see. Are either of you at a computer where you can put in freestyleliving.net? And that's what happens sometimes, Ruth, is if it's your account, it always takes you to the back of the house for you. And it's hard for you to double check it. You almost have to have somebody else double check it. I sometimes will have Mark Google something on his phone or on his tablet just because it's not me. You're on mute. I'm going to stop sharing. And Ruth, I'm going to make you a co-host so you can share your screen if you want.
Okay, maybe I can just go here.
And then you can scroll down and open up that particular post. Nope, you went past it. Yeah, it's the very first one, that one right there.
I've got a lot open too.
Yeah. Then you can scroll down to the meetup. I checked the course and it went to the course. My guess is if I checked the mastermind, it would go to the correct place. And we just wanted to see if the meetup went to, yes, it does not go
Okay.
to the back of the house for me. So on the ones that you think are doing that, see, it went to your meetup. See, it's got your picture up there. If you think that you've got something that's going to the wrong place, try it on a stranger's device, meaning have somebody else open it
Or
on
something. Okay.
and make sure. Because see, this one is not going to my back of the house. It's going to yours, which is where it
Okay.
should go. So
Okay.
yeah. So now see, you can say, oh wow, look, I didn't know they had this free, meet up. And so this is a great way to help boost your groups. If you've got a group going, you can blog about it and link back to your meetup group. So that's how I'm monetizing, because then every time somebody comes to one of these free meetups, I talk about my course and my mastermind. Okay, is that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can stop sharing and we'll chat for just a minute and end our call today. So has this been helpful for you guys?
Ooh.
Do you see the stop share button?
I
There. I found you. Okay. So what do you think? What's your big aha moment today? Debbie, how about you?
Well, you went through the process. You showed how to link, which is very beneficial. And in so doing, no matter how big or how much you do in the blog or how little, it's still simple. I mean, what better word? Simple. And that AI program is pretty sweet. So, I
Now,
mean, it's
as you can
like
see,
you.
I let the AI do the work for me. I kept changing the voice and making it, more simple and, less technical, and I just let AI do the work. Now, I could have taken that original one, put it over into a Word document and tried to use it as a template and rewrite it. Or I could let AI continue to rewrite it until it sounded like my voice.
And you can still pick and choose out of that what
Yes.
you want to put in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. It
And don't
shows
forget
me that,
PLR. And don't forget you've got the whole PLR
yeah.
at your disposal too.
Yeah, see, and I keep forgetting about that place. But this was a great review, really, for something that. What we have to do is put it into our daily, or our weekly, whatever, practice of getting out there and being noticed. If we don't do that, then nobody knows us.
Now, the next step, which I won't get into right now, but the next step in when we talk about how to market yourself, your blog, all you have to do is copy and paste that first paragraph, but give yourself a cliffhanger,
Oh, yeah.
paste that over into Facebook with the actual link. At once you open up your blog post, that's the link you're going to use, is the blog itself, and it'll populate right into Facebook.
Yeah.
And then when anybody clicks on it actually takes them back to your actual blog platform.
I think that's cool.
All right.
And it's too bad that it's taken me this long to get through.
Now, if you're in the groove and you want to write three or four or five blog posts, you can do a series like that and just save them over in your Word document somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to say, oh my gosh, every Monday at 5 a.m. I've got to do this blog, and what if I don't feel like it or whatever. You can work ahead. You can get ahead, save some up. And we do recommend that when you launch your blog, you launch with at least 5 posts, because you don't want your readers to think you're a one-time wonder, to go over there and go, I love this. Is this the only one? She's only got one? Because I don't know about you, but when I find a blogger that I really like what they have to say, once I land on their blogging site, I might look around for a while and click on different and read 2 or 3 before I move on for my day. So you want to at least launch with at least 5 posts.
Okay. I like that.
I'm excited. Ruth, what's your aha? And then we're going to go ahead and go for today.
Yeah. I think just seeing it all and then realizing that my meetup link may be okay.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And if you want one of us to check it, just text it over to me and I'll open it up and see.
Okay.
Yeah. Because again, meetup knows it's you and they keep putting you in the back of your own house so it's sometimes you have to, and that's why on a lot of these websites, it'll say preview or it'll have a button on how your guests see your post. And you can always click on that to check, but Meetup doesn't have that option. So it's hard for you to see what other people are seeing. So yeah, just have somebody that's not on your computer, click it open and see what it looks like.
Okay.
I love it. All right, guys. Hey, we're going to go. Thank you so much for being on today. I hope this shows you how simple it is. I drew it out today because I wanted you to see all the different steps. But once you're doing it, you can work ahead. You can download a whole bunch over into Word documents, clean them up anytime, then just transfer them back over. And I wanted you to see how easy HostGator was. Once you find your template and you click on add a blog post, it's just a matter of dropping in the writing, the picture, the title, the tags, and publish. There's not a lot of stuff to figure out. It's all done for you. All right, girls. See you next time.
See ya.
Bye.